If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations.
So, you know the top 10 things to do when you are not well? The number one on the list would be not to plan anything. Because when you are unwell, your prana level is very low. And if you start planning for the next project or what you want to do in personal life, professionally, the quality of your planning might suffer. Next thing, what not to do is to take stress off the problems you are facing in life. You know, because your body is anyway struggling to come back in and function in the right way. And if you start taking stress off already going on issues, that energy which is required to heal is getting channelized somewhere else. Another thing is not to eat food from outside. So go back to baby diet. You know what your mother gave you when you were a kid was maybe mashed potato or banana or khichdi or soup. Just go back to that. Basic food, sattvic food which puts less stress on your system. Number four, don't get into heated conversations with people when you are unwell. It will lead to anxiety. It will lead to more stress. Number five, not to go for social gatherings or go outside because see, your prana level is low, your immunity is challenged. It's better you recuperate in your own way rather than carrying your low prana energy outside. And possibly the times we are in right now, you would also catch any more, you know, some more infections. So we can avoid that. Another thing you could do is go back to basics, you know, in terms of go in the kitchen and look for ingredients which basically would help in your immunity. As simple as ginger, honey, turmeric, black pepper, these things are readily available in any Indian kitchen. Half the time in the first part of an illness or a disease, whether it's infection or it's a toothache or it's a tummy ache or it's, could be nausea, diarrhea or whatever, there are things in our kitchen where we can use something from the kitchen and it can really prevent the onset and making the, you know, illness even bigger. The other thing you could do is just be kind to yourself, you know. Just have enough self-love that, okay, this body and this me, I just need to give myself time to come out of this. Your prana level, which is what you are made of, your life force energy is so low and you're down and out. It's the time to chill. It's the time to just let your hair down, literally, and say, okay, I'm going to pamper myself. I leave you here, but keep these things in mind when you are unwell. Loads and loads of self-love. Oodles of honey blended with some warm water and some watermelon. And self-love and self-love and self-love. And that's a concoction I would want to give all of you when you are unwell. Take care. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Bye.